Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Somebody say thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. I don't care what you say this morning. For the Lord is good. And his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. You may be seated in the presence of God. And this morning, I just want to make a shout to the Lord. Why? Because, see, there's something about praise that's different from anything else. And this morning, I want to use for the subject this morning, discovering the power of praise. Discovering the power of praise. And it's kind of amazing that the number of people across this country that will go into a sanctuary this morning, and we do this Sunday after Sunday. And in fact, it's kind of scary that most people do not enter in to worship, but many just come out of the routine of just going. However, it's real dangerous. Listen to me. To not be able to realize the capabilities that we possess when we enter into this place of worship. See, the first thing he tells us to do is that make a joyful shout unto the Lord. And see, some of us have got our lips glued, not realizing that if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, we wouldn't be here today. Many have come here this morning, and we repeat the thing that we heard mama say. Or we repeat the things that we heard grandmama say. Yet we have no idea about the connectivity that's reaching out in this place. Somebody here is not ready to worship. Can I get a witness? And see, somebody didn't even come here this morning to praise. Now, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to bless the wonderful name of Jesus. See, and it's dangerous not to understand the magnificent electricity that's wrapped up in praise. See, most of us don't even understand the meaning of amen and praise the Lord. See, somebody said, it don't take all that. You don't know what it takes for me. See, you don't know what he's done for me. Don't know what it takes for me to praise. And see, somebody once told a story, said that there was a preacher that was trying to sell a horse. And a buyer came by the church and wanted to test drive the horse. And the preacher said, now, before you start, I want you to understand that this horse only responds to church talk. Y'all know what church talk is. Thing that we just say because grandmama said it. He said, now, go if you want the horse to go. All you got to say is praise the Lord. Now, if you want the horse to stop, all you got to say is amen. So the man got on the horse. And out of routine, like somebody in here did this morning, he said, now praise the Lord. And the horse began to trot. And then he kept on shouting, praise the Lord. And the horse began to gallop. And suddenly, there was a cliff out in front. And the horse was going wide open. And the man shouted, amen. And the horse stopped at the edge of the cliff. The man wiped the sweat off his face. Out of his gratefulness, and he said, praise the Lord. See, I told you, sometimes we say stuff just because grandmama said it. But see, sometimes you got to praise the Lord because of what he's done for you. But sometimes it's time to say amen. Somebody missed that. What I'm trying to say is that in church, some things have lost its meaning. See, praise ain't no play thing. Now, maybe you scared of praise. You ought to be. See, because praise produces power. Somebody say power. See, Acts said, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And see, let me tell you something. If you're saved and sanctified and filled with his precious Holy Ghost, you can't help but praise. So therefore, if I tell you that praise produces powerful, then I ought to have some powerful folk in here this morning. How many here want power? How many here really want some power? Now, let me tell you. Better be careful what you ask for. There's all kind of power. There's electric power that will light up the largest of cities like New York and Los Angeles. However, if you ever notice, sometimes the power will fail and the cities will go through a period of what we call a blackout. And right now, if you don't have no praise, you're in a period of blackout. Then there's what we call hydroelectric power. But man fails to realize that in order to have hydroelectric power, you have to have water to produce this power. And if God does not allow it to rain, then you still can't have no hydroelectric power. So still, if you want power, you better count on God. I know somebody here real smart. They say, but I got solar power. But see, let me tell you, if God does not allow the sun to shine, then the solar panels can't reflect any form of energy. Somebody said, well, yeah, but I got manpower. Whew, Jesus. But see, manpower is just like it is in church. Man will either give out or give up. And when you really think about it, man will lay down on you. We come when we get ready. But let me tell you this morning, I came to tell you that even though it seemed like you're going through a blackout, your lights might even be cut off. But there's power in your praise. And see, when you begin to praise, the light from heaven will begin to shine and fill your soul. Now somebody quotes it. Now, why is that so much talk of praise? Let me tell you something. God made me to praise him. God didn't make you to look cute. God made you to praise him. And there are reasons why we praise God. See, first of all, God is worthy of all of our praise and our worship. See, when I look in Psalms 18 and 3, it says, now, I will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Somebody ought to shout, he's worthy. Now, for you sophisticated folk, if praise is too deep for you, then you definitely don't want to go to heaven. See, heaven is a place of praise. Somebody say, you don't believe me. Revelations chapter 5, verse 11 through 12 just simply said this. John said, then I looked, and then I heard. Somebody ought to open up your ear and hear right now. He said, I looked, and then I heard angels all around the throne. Say, the living creatures, the elders. And somebody said, well, it's too loud. Well, let me tell you about it. He said, and there were 10,000 times 10,000. And thousands of thousands. Somebody help me. I can't count that fast. And they were around the throne saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory is his. Now God is worthy to be praised. Now, if you can't praise him down here, and only you talking about up in glory, Jesus. Somebody said, who God is, that's worship. What God has done in general, that's praise. And what God has done for you, that's thanksgiving. Somebody ought to have a spirit of thanksgiving this morning. See, praise and thanksgiving is nothing but verbalized faith. See, the word of God says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you thank God after the fact, God been good to you. That's called gratitude. Now, I'm trying to get somebody to help me this morning. Now, if you thank God before it happens, that's called faith. See, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't. See, praise means that I'm praising God for what he's done. And faith says, I'm going to go ahead and praise him in advance for what he's about to do. Now, see, when we look at this 100th number of Psalm, it talked about entering into his gates. Now, some of us came in here this morning. I don't know what you came, but I came looking for God to do something. Thank him for what he's already done. Now, if you don't know how to praise, let me tell you, start with the book of Psalms. It'll tell you how to praise God. Somebody used to say, if I couldn't say a word, I'd just wave my hand. And see, before long, you'll stir up the atmosphere and you'll start feeling the electricity begin to bounce around the place. And see, sometimes there's power in your praise. And see, you are called. If you're saved, you have been called to praise and worship God. You don't have no choice. Now, some of us ain't been called. Maybe that's what the deal is. But if you've been called, you ain't got no choice. Some of you sitting with your arms folded, feet folded, eyes crossed. If you've been called, you don't have a choice but to praise him. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 through 9, I think it said something like this. Ye also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable unto Christ Jesus. But, somebody say but. They ain't talking about what you sit on. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are his special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you. Somebody say called. He called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Now somebody here at one point in time in your life was living in darkness. But Jesus became your power source. And see, right now, if you don't believe me, let me tell you what Psalms 150:6 says. Let everything. Let everything. I know some of us in here on life support, and the machine might be halfway breathing for us, but it said, let everything. Somebody say everything. That have breath. Praise the Lord. Now, I know right now your lungs may not be functioning too well. And you might have a hacking cough, but if you got breath, you ought to be praising the Lord. Somebody ought to shout, hallelujah. Can't help but praise him. If you're breathing, if you're walking, you have become a praiser and not a complainer. And see, what happens is when you enter into his gates, worship will change you. Worship will change you. Now, if you don't believe worship will change you, Jeremiah 2:5 says this. They followed after worthless idols and became worthless themselves. In other words, let me make it plain. You become what you worship. Amen. You become what you worship. Now, if you worship superficial things, then you become superficial. If you worship perverted things, then you become perverted. If you worship evil things, hey, then you become evil. But if you worship the true God in spirit and in truth, you shall become a spirit-filled person. Now let me go back. And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And see what happens when you look in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. It says, now, as the Spirit of God works in us, we become more and more like him. Now, God is an omnipotent God, which means that he has all power. And right now, Jesus said, and greater works ye shall do. Now, he wasn't talking about no powerless folk. And some of us can't stand when the wind blow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But praise will give you some power. See, Isaiah 61 and 3 said that the garment of praise. I want y'all to look at that. Isaiah 61 and 3 said that the garment of praise is for the spirit of heaviness. In other words, for some of y'all down and out, deep down and depressed, you need to change your clothes. That what it say? You need to put on the garment of praise. See, praise and worship ushers us into the presence of God. Praise will not only put you in the presence of God, that's giving you some power, but praise will allow you to defeat your enemy. And everybody in here, you got some. You got enemies, amen. And I ain't always talking about people. That habit you can't break, that's your enemy. Psalms 8 and 2 says, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemy. And praise will silence the foe and the avenger. In other words, what I'm saying is this. When you begin to praise, I hear it. Somebody say, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Now, I've seen some sad faces this morning. Wake up and let's give God some praise right now. Come on. Let me tell you why. See, when we look in Psalms 149 and verse 5 through 6, it says, now let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. And let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And see, your praise will put evil to flight. See, everything that comes out of your mouth, it all reflects praise. Somebody say, how am I going to praise God? I don't know how to praise God. First of all, praise him with your mouth. Praise him with your voice. See, Psalm 63 and 3 says, because of your loving kindness, my lips shall praise you. Now, even when we look in Acts around chapter 16, yes, I know that they were grateful, but it says now, when Paul and Silas were locked in jail, they could have had a pity party. They could have asked, why, God, did you let this happen to me? But around verse 25, it says, and they began to sing hymns to God. And before long, Can you see it? The prison began to rattle. The doors began to open. And prisoners began to walk out. See, when you begin to praise, something happens. And see, first of all, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And right now, some of us don't have the power to be set free. I'm finna say something. We need to stop counting on God to do something that you can do for yourself. Well, let me hurt your feelings again. God is not gonna leave his throne in glory to come down here to handle some of these petty complaints that you got. I'm going to say, what are you going to do? Praises. When praises go up, blessings come down. Now, if you'll open up your mouth and say, I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Guess what? I just told you, praise put the enemy to flight. Praise is what protects you, because praise identifies who you are. Somebody said, well, how? This is what the word of God says. He says, now, those that are mine, no man can pluck them out of my hand. In other words, praise puts a label on you to let the devil know who you belong to. What should we do? Psalms 95 and 6 says, oh, come, let us worship. Bow down and kneel before the Lord God our Maker. How many of you came to worship? And then some of us can't, we can't stand too much. That's the reason folk going to sleep in some of these churches. Ooh, Jesus. Psalms 150, verse 3 through 5 says this. Praise the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with string instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with high sounding cymbals. Let every thing that hath breath praise the Lord. And right now, if you want the Spirit to come, you've got to begin to praise. You've got to begin to praise. And see, praises will get to God's heart. I know that prayer gets to God's ears, but praise gets to God's heart. Somebody said, why is everybody so emotional? But look, I look in Psalms 47 and 1. And it says, clap your hands. Somebody ought to clap your hands. Somebody ought to clap your hands. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Somebody ought to make some noise, because God has been good. Somebody said, I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise him, because he's been good to me. And see, sometimes you gotta disconnect yourself from some folk. Plug up into God's extension cord that reaches from earth to glory. He's a power that will never end. Do you want the power? Do you want the power of praise? When you get ready to quit, just start praising. Say, God, I praise you. God, I lift you up. Lord, I magnify you. He's worthy of all your praise. He's worthy. Will somebody praise him? Will you praise him? If you can't praise him, just wave your hand. Somebody ought to stand up on your feet and give God some praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's so worthy of all of your praise. Right now, whatever you're going through, God will allow you to get some power if you'll begin to praise. Praise him when it's good. You got to praise him when it's not so good. Somebody said, I don't feel well, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. Right now, the devil trying to take my voice, but I tell you, I'm going to praise him anyhow. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's all right with me. That's power in your praise. Will there be one to come this morning? Are you tired of being disconnected? God wants to hook you up So you can have some power, some Holy Ghost power, some staying power, some enduring power. God is saying, come on. I'll hook you up to the power source. Will there be one to come? Will there be one to come? God is saying right now, don't care where you've been, you can get the power. And the power is connected to your praise. See, folk can repossess your car. Folk can repossess your house. But can't nobody take your praise. Can't nobody take your praise. This week, when you get ready to throw up your hands and say, I quit. Don't say, I quit. Say, God, I praise you. God, I thank you for things being as well as they are. And when things get ready to stop, just shout, praise the Lord. And you'll watch your life begin to gallop off. And then when you're going so fast, God is blessing you. You don't know where they're coming from. Just say, amen. Amen. May God bless you. May he keep you. Just thank God for your presence this morning. I want you to realize that there's power in your praise. Right now, somebody feel like you ain't got no power. You hooked up to the wrong source. Don't trust in man. Man will cut you off and disconnect you. But God, when you get in God, and when you begin to praise God, I dare you, watch things change. I was listening to somebody on TV this morning. They were saying that somebody here said, I've already tried that faith thing. You know what faith said? Faith said, no, you ain't tried me. You wasn't ready. That's what faith said. You wasn't ready. God is ready to take you to places you've never been before. I keep telling us, and we're not listening. God is about to allow, listen to me what I'm finna tell you, to allow his people to walk in dominion, to walk in authority. That's how he made us. And even though we call the economy is in an economic downturn, listen to me. It's only a time for us to rise up, amen? Somebody said, why? How? That's kind of stupid. If you used to not having nothing, cutback don't mean a whole lot. Been eating baloney. We ain't always drove fancy cars. But I'm finna say something. It seemed like when we had less things, we were closer. And so what he's doing is, he's allowing those that have trusted in riches and in man to panic. But those that put their trust in God, I want you to think about this. I'm just trying to speak to your heart and your mind right now. We're so blessed in God that we're rich. But when you really look at earthly things, and I'm talking about everybody in here, we ain't got a whole lot to lose. Y'all not catching me yet. can I talk for 2 minutes? Give me 2 minutes. I'm going to let you go home. Now, most of us got a piece of place to stay, right? Now, if they repossess that, guess what? you're going to find you somewhere else to stay. Some of us got a piece of old car to drive. If they repossess that, it's so fixed, even if you got bad credit, you can ride again. And walking ain't crowded. Trolley runs every day. What I'm trying to say, folks, is we stressing over things that don't even really matter. Somebody here right now talking about it, we got to cut back, it's rough. I'm guilty. Somebody here got house phones and cell phones. You need both? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. God has blessed us with, as we go on into in a few days, digital TV. I think I got about 400 channels at the house. Do I really need that? And if you watch the time, if you're wise, I'm just trying to talk to you. And the first shall be last. And the last, that's what the words, shall be first. I'm finna go, because half y'all won't come to Bible study, but I'm finna throw something on you anyway. Never in the time of the history of the U.S. has any stock on the stock market been a penny a share. Amen. God has equalized things so that those that don't have can be placed in a position to. But I know y'all ain't listening to the preacher. I'm going to talk. If you ready to go, y'all see you. For the lack of knowledge, people perish. 3 pennies a share of stock, you can go buy you 300 shares of a company for $9. Now, how many wasted $9 yesterday? That same 3 penny share last year was $8.46 a share. And the storm ain't going to last always. But when it get back to about $5, where I can't afford, God has placed it. Cut back on 2 whoppers this week and go. We keep waiting on God to do something that you can do for yourself. See, we don't have to panic when you know who's in control. I'm trying to encourage us. You don't have to panic when you know who's in control. Like I told you, the working folk, we can't get but 2 things. We get an old piece of card, somewhere to live, and we happy. Am I right? Guess what? It's what Jesus said. Foxes have holes, bird had nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. So what I want you to do is start living spiritually and let the God in you, the something on the inside, begin to show on the outside. And when your coworkers begin to complain, you just say, well, I'm just blessing the Lord at all times because he's been good to me. Everybody here, raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. Now, that's a blessing. Somebody somewhere this morning couldn't raise their hand. So, but you said you didn't have to praise him for. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. There's somebody that don't have no feet. I thought you didn't have nothing to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. I told you. Man will let you down. Now I want you to take both your hands and I want you to hug yourself. And you need to tell yourself that this is what God made me. I
I am somebody. Because God don't make no junk. Now, I just told you, he said. I just told you. He said, you are a royal priesthood. Now, royalty don't walk around with their head down. Amen. Amen. See, I told you, Barack may be the president, but Jesus the king. Jesus the king. That's who I trust is Jesus. He's the king. Now, right now, I'm serious. There is no need for saints to be walking around with a pity party. I'm finna say this, and most of the problems you got, you caused them. Now, if you want to change them, how many want life to change? Head, not the tail. Then guess what? God ain't finna leave his throne in glory. You got to do something about it. Amen. See, if my people, that's who you say you are, call by my name, get armor, get your head out the cloud, seek his face, quit being corrupt like we've been, then we'll hear from heaven. That's what he said. And he'll heal the land. Now, right now, I don't care what the economy say. I don't care what the stock market say. The only thing I worry about is what Jesus said. And he said, and the first shall be last, and the last shall be what? So I'm ready to become first. If you're ready to become first, give God some praise. That's where your power.